Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has launched the 15th annual Friend or Foe graduation prayer campaign. We're going to be talking about it, learning about what is permissible and how you can make a difference. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Holly, this is the 15th year for the Friend or Foe graduation prayer campaign. It's designed to educate and, if necessary, to litigate to make sure that Christian viewpoints are not censored from graduation. Clearly, what the law is that schools ought to remain neutral, neither forcing the students to pray, but also not prohibiting them from praying. And what we find sometimes are people who are sometimes meaning well, sometimes not. They ultimately try to censor Christian religious viewpoints from the valedictorian or the salutatorian or the class representative or whoever it might be, whenever it even mentions the word God or Jesus or has any semblance of a religious message, that crosses the line to being impermissible because the school is censoring a particular viewpoint.
Right. We've had some examples, haven't we, where we've been able to represent these students whose religious freedom has been stifled.
Yeah. And Matt, you met one of them. This was someone that went to Liberty University School of Law, eventually graduated from Liberty University School of Law when you
Absolutely.
And I were there. Megan Chapman.
A remarkable woman, yeah.
Yeah. And she was in Russell Springs, Kentucky. And she was asked by her graduating class to give a prayer during the graduation. The ACLU filed a lawsuit, and ultimately a judge, without any hearing, issued an injunction banning the school from having any prayer and mentioned Megan Chapman by name that she could not pray. So we contacted her. It was Friday night. The graduation was the next day, Saturday. She ended up not doing an official prayer. I said, it's unconstitutional. We'll get it overturned, which we ultimately did later, but it was not possible to get it overturned in that short
amount
of time.
Yeah, the damage was done, right? Yeah.
So what she did was two things. Her twin sister, during the graduation at the very beginning, ultimately passed out the Lord's Prayer to all of the classmates, and they stood in unison, and they all recited the Lord's Prayer.
That's awesome.
It
wow.
erupted in applause.
And people in the crowd joined in, too.
Yeah,
crowd
I love it in. The way the students aren't going to be stopped by
no,
this.
No, the students aren't going to be stopped, and there's nothing the school can do about
right.
that. And so, you know, this was student-initiated at that point.
But it became an international story that glorified God and
yes.
showed how when they intend something for evil, God will use it for good. The impact of their trying to block her from praying and the students stepping in and exercising their constitutional right to engage in student-led prayer, where the entire audience joined
yeah.
in, and then huge applause and cheers. It became an international story.
It became an international yeah. story, and it didn't stop there because Megan, after she got the court order, she had gotten a secular poem she decided she was going to read called The Road Less Traveled. Mm-hmm. But she's praying before she gets up there, and she gets up there and she puts that little secular poem away and she shares about her personal faith in Jesus Christ.
Oh.
She didn't pray. She shared about her personal faith. She thanked her family, friends, other people, and thanked Jesus Christ and ultimately shared how he meant so much to her and changed her life. And wish that others would be able to have that same experience. That went into the Louisville Courier Journal newspaper, and it said a revival-like atmosphere broke out in the graduation. Of course, the ACLU was not happy.
Of course not.
And then it went on Fox News. She was on Fox News that next day, she and I. And then CNN eventually got wind of a story they wanted to do called God's Christian Warriors, and they contacted me, and I said, well, let me introduce you to a couple of real champions, and I introduced them to Megan and Mandy Chapman, and that went international, and it won an award for a documentary. It was a two-hour documentary on God's Christian Warriors. They had two other segments as well. To make a long story short, I put her in touch with Dr. Jerry Falwell. I said, these are the kind of people that need to be at Liberty University. And he offered them both full scholarships to attend the university.
Which they accepted.
Which they accepted. And now Mandy, who passed out the Lord's Prayer, is a school teacher. And Megan, who actually did the sharing of her personal testimony, is a lawyer. She graduated from Liberty University School of Law. And that event ultimately changed her future direction to want to go into law.
You know, it's just so admirable. These kids won't be stopped by any ACLU or anything like that. So, you know, if you're considering, if you have the opportunity to speak at your graduation and you're considering to share your faith and you have questions, be sure to contact us at Liberty Council, because we can definitely stand with you for this.
Yes, you can contact us at 407-875-1776, or you can go to our website, lc.org, lc.org. We also have some information that we can provide regarding what is permissible. And, you know, Matt, we battled against the ACLU for 8.5 years in a case some years ago out of Jacksonville, Florida, where the school district passed a policy, and it said that the students could vote on two things: whether to have a message at the beginning and or at the end of their graduation, and if so, the students could select who they wanted to give the message. Then it said that the school would not censor the message. So it didn't say that it had to be prayer or secular. It was up to the student. And the school gave a hands-off approach, which is proper. Well, the ACLU didn't like that. They had no problem with no censorship on a secular message, but they didn't want the school to just have a hands-off on a religious message. They wanted them to censor it.
Yeah.
And we ended up intervening on behalf of the students, and it went up to the Court of Appeals multiple times, to the U.S. Supreme Court twice, and we ended up winning the case. So it set a great precedent. It's called Adler versus Duval County School Board, and it was a big loss for the ACLU and a big win for the rights of students.
And we need to be clear here. The ACLU, they are an anti-Christian organization. They are founded by Roger Baldwin, who said communism is the goal. He said that directly. And in their promotional materials, they have said that that the government has to treat religion differently. In other words, step in and silence free speech in public fora. And that they have it exactly backwards. The Constitution is clear, but that is the ACLU. That's why Liberty Council is often up against the ACLU on these types of issues. And the win-loss record here is pretty weighted in Liberty Council's favor. Am I right?
Yeah. In fact, you know, it's pretty straightforward that these students, say, for example, if you're a valedictorian or some other position where you're there as a right, if you will, because of your grade or because of your class presidency or some other position, or whether you're selected to give a message by the student body or by the administration, the simple rule is that the school should remain neutral. They shouldn't tell you that you need to pray as part of your message, but on the other hand, they should
interfere.
You can't pray.
Yeah, it's unconstitutional.
Yeah, so just let the student say an uncensored message, and that happens all over the country. If you ever have a problem or you submit your message and they strike out the word God, contact us. Go to lc.org,
Absolutely.
Send us an email, or call us at 407-875-1776.
And, you know, praise God that we have these future leaders that are willing to stand for their faith, that are willing to speak out and will not be stifled by, you know, organizations like the ACLU. So that's why we're here.
Yeah, that's why we're here. And it's so good to see these young Christian leaders that want to make a difference. And, you know, they are there because they are leaders.
Right.
I'm encouraged by it. I think there's a wave of young millennials that may help lead this country to
our
revival.
Our future Billy Grahams.
Yeah. They really
exactly.
are. Yeah, they really are. You know, there's so much negative out there about the millennial generation, and I understand why. But on the other hand, I wish some people could actually have the experience that we have working with some of the millennials, the young generation that we work with, because it is very encouraging. There are a lot of people out there whose faith and leadership is so much deeper than even our generation at that particular age. So there are good things happening, and we're just pleased to be able to be a part of these young individuals' lives. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Get out the information about what is permissible. You can go to lc.org, read our press release on this issue. We have different hot links that you can forward to your school administration before a problem actually arises. And if one does, contact us immediately. That's lc.org. You can also order the book, Patriot's Handbook of Religious Freedom in Public Schools. That's Patriot's Handbook of Religious Freedom in Public Schools at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.